issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Now you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I am your host, Wayne Walton. As always, we come to you weekdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Mountain Time, and it's 3 to 5 o'clock on the East Coast. And we have a great show today. The Summit Girls for Truth are going to be around for the second hour, roughly an hour from now. And we are going to be focusing on a couple things. Number one, we went to a Summit County Chamber Mixer, and in about an hour and a half, we signed up seven businesses. And wherever you're at, you can do this exact same thing, because all you're doing is giving money away, giving pieces of paper away that those businesses sign into existence and that they actually create them into being money. And for that, for your work in persuasion and creating a usury-free and debt-free society, by building an independent local tribe, you get paid $100 for each one of those signups. When I say 100, I mean really that's in hours. That's 10 hours that you get one time for the referring individual, and the businesses get 20 hours apiece. So this is a way that the people can finance themselves to prosperity. It's a self-financing revolution. So that is really important to understand, and that doesn't make any sense why we need more worthless fiat paper when this QE3 is going on, right? Well, I want to tell you that the people that are running around talking about inflation, meaning there's overproduction of Federal Reserve notes, they are lying, they are lying, they are lying, they are lying. It's a setup. They're trying to set the people up to embrace the Rothschild's gold and silver standard because of the so-called overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. The reality is that there are people are having all-time highs of foreclosures, of defaults on loans. The people lack Federal Reserve notes. They don't have too many Federal Reserve notes. So we want to, this might be the only place that you can go to today and hear the truth. The truth about the monetary system. So when they do the so-called QE3 and the gold goes up and all of this stuff happens, well, why is it then that when they did QE1 and QE2, we were unable to more easily pay our mortgages then? If there were so much Federal Reserve notes, why is it that the shelves are full? There's so much inflation. The shelves are still full. Our pockets are empty. Our bank accounts are empty. It is very difficult to pay debts. Those are all symptoms of deflation. We are in the deflation cycle of the private usurers shearing the sheepskin. So this is extremely important to understand that even people like, Forbes magazine are promoting the Rothschild gold standard. The fix is in. It's a setup. We'll be right back. Profit bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants, sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace on the name of peace.
I never thought I would experience what I have by being on the RNA Drops. Since I started the Drops, I've gotten married, started 3 businesses, and feel limitless. My name is Brandon, and I've always been a skeptic because one of my companies is an investment firm, so we look at the facts. I was presented a bottle of RNA Drops without any documentation in 2010 and began taking them due to highly reliable sources and their recommendations, and things quickly progressed. My life seemed brighter, and then one day it happened. I was working in my office on a sunny morning, and my spiritual body did a 360-degree backflip and softly landed back in my chair. And that was the day it began. That was my bread of life. To view this patented product, go to freeRNANow.com. That's freeRNANow.com and begin your ascension process. God bless.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah,
it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils trucking Wall Street banks.
That was the Wandering Monks Freedom Movement Collaborative. Do check them out. They, as I say repeatedly, they are the best enlightened hip-hop group on the planet that really get into, you know, they talk about false flags and the theory kind of stuff. They talk about those things, but then they really get into solutions. And you know what the big solution is? Jubilee, universal debt jubilee. Just repeat it to yourself. Just say it to yourself. We are going to have a universal debt jubilee. It's inevitable. It fulfills the Bible's purpose insofar as educating the people in the proper remedy in societies which have been enslaved in usury. And we are absolutely enslaved in usury. Look around. And that is the real thing that is destroying the people, not overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. That's why this whole QE3 thing, don't believe anything that these guys put on the TV or on the news. Don't believe anything, even in the Patriot media. Who knows what they're doing? But I can tell you what you put your hands on, what you put your hands on in the real world, is that when a currency is being overproduced, meaning it's just being flooded, there's supposedly, according to the Austrians and the mainstream media, both of which are hired loyal opposition, just like the heads of Occupy, the top. I'm talking about not the people that are just honest patriots following along and looking for solutions. The leadership, the top of these control systems. The only question that matters is not whether, you know, there's QE3, there's too many Federal Reserve notes, and therefore we all need to have gold and silver. The real question is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? Because the private usurers have worked very hard to get the planet in debt, and they have no intention of creating a lot of easy currency so that we can pay our debts off. That is the real debate. They want to bankrupt us and keep us on a perpetual debt treadmill. The exponential compounding debt is the real problem. Usury is the real problem. Not the technology of paper and digital money. All technology can be used for good or evil. And I will gladly debate Gary North, Lou Rockwell, Peter Schiff, Alex Jones, Gerald Celente. Bring them all on at the same time. Let them name the time and the place. Repeat. Rockwell, North, Celente, Jones, Schiff, and all the other Austrian liars. I will gladly debate all of them on the monetary system at the same time. Oh, add Tom Woods. I've actually debated him already on my website. My other website's theredpillradio.com. He left the field of debate because they won't answer where the interest money comes from when you bring this up. In fact, they are advocates of interest. They advocate more interest on behalf of the parasitic usurers. So they set up a Hegelian debate between gold and silver money versus paper and digital money, when in reality the parasitic user can enslave the people on all four types of money. It doesn't matter. It could be coconuts created with interest as a debt. And then the parasitic usurers would own all of the land where the coconut trees grow. It's about control of a commodity, regardless of whatever the commodity that the money is based upon, whether it's even it's just paper, Federal Reserve notes. If you control that and then create it as a debt with interest, and then it's all introduced into the society as a debt with interest, it's not possible to pay off because there's always more debt in existence than there is the money to pay it. And all the new money that's created, I always kind of think of it as it's you have money that's under contract, and then there's money that has no contract, like a free agent. So think of debt money as contract money. Every time it's born, it's under contract that it has to go back and pay a debt. So it's got an obligation attached to it with interest. So when it's born in such a fashion, it's impossible for it to get paid off because the interest money is never created, even if it's gold and silver without fractional reserves. All of these lies have been propagated against the people in order to deceive them about how easily they can emancipate themselves from debt slavery by creating their own barter script. The people are the money, they are the energy, they are the value, they are what matters. And as soon as they realize that they're the value and they're not needed to be dependent upon any third parties, whether that's the United States government, which is a corporation, or the private users, whether it's through the Fed or, you know, 1,000 Federal Reserves, where they break up the so-called Federal Reserve monopoly and then break it into a whole bunch of small private users who also create all the money as a debt with interest. That is the fundamental truth, and it's extremely important to understand that. Because, again, you're not going to find that they're going to be, oh, there's QE3. The dollar is officially worthless. Okay, is it worthless? Anytime you hear somebody say it's worthless, say, okay, well, since it's worthless, give me yours. right? Call their bluff. Lou Rockwell, Gary North, Alex Jones, Tom Woods, Peter Schiff, give me your worthless fiat paper. You're phonies. You're liars. You're advocates of the Rothschilds International Gold System. You're deceiving the people into their enslavement. Why don't you tell the people about the, not the Great Depression, but the greatest depression, which occurred in 1873 during Reconstruction when the Lincoln greenbacks were being rounded up. And there was a monstrous deflationary period when the people went from greenbacks to the Rothschilds International Gold System. Tell the people how they're supposed to pay their debts off when money is even more scarce than it is now. Money is scarce now. People are being defaulted upon, and now you want to make them go to gold and silver money where it's even more scarce? So again, this challenge is available to any or all of them at any time, any place, anywhere, anyhow they want to do it. Let's do it. I've seen this as well. Actually, Bill Still was saying the same thing along. Oh, add G. Edward Griffin, who basically copied Eustace Mullins' studies, who, when he was hired on by Ezra Pound to basically expose how the private usurers were financing all sides of World War II, how the private usurers financed the Soviet Union, how the private usurers used gold and silver money as a methodology to bankrupt nations in addition to paper and digital money. So these phonies, they are phonies. They are phonies. And I am a libertarian, partly. Because another aspect that they're constantly blaming government. The government isn't in charge. They should be blaming the private usurers. So that they'll simultaneously say, oh, we need to end the Fed. We need to get the government out of the monetary system. The Fed's a private company. Well, then what are you going to do? Break up the Fed. We're going to gold and silver money and then have a whole bunch of little Federal Reserves that all create money as a debt with interest based on gold and silver, which is scarce money. So, again, if they loan you $100,000, you know, if there's 10 loans at $100,000 apiece in gold or silver with no reserves, even at 1%, because they're nice bankers, right? Even at 1%, how do the people pay back the $10,000 in interest? How does that happen? Again, no fractional reserves, 100% reserves, gold and silver money, 10 loans, you name it. It could be copper. Let's call it copper. The people do not have these commodities of control. The elite do. And then when the people cannot pay, they default, they get foreclosed upon, they lose their collateral, they go bankrupt, and if a nation does that, then they lose their sovereignty. And that's why all the nations on the planet, the reason why nations have lost their sovereignty isn't because of paper and digital money. In fact, if they use paper and digital money, it's a tool, it's the only way that they can become sovereign, because the private usurers control all the commodities except time. So it's an essential aspect of our emancipation actually to embrace paper and digital money. It's a necessity. The only, the only instance where that would not apply is if, you happen to live in a community where you had a lot of gold and silver, you chose to dredge up the ground and destroy the environment, but even then you'd only have a certain amount. So anyway, it's essential that we have an open debate on these topics, because the mainstream media and the majority of the Patriot meeting media is lying. We'll be right back.
If If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Indeed, not to live in pain and fear, and in order for us to move forward, we have to get past these false solutions of the Rothschilds international gold system. Certainly to have gold and silver during periods where there is corruption, and I just want to make sure that during those periods of time when there is a corrupt dominant monetary system, having any commodities, storable food, water, guns, ammo, means by which that you can create energy, such as solar panel, having commodities, including gold and silver, that's good for you to have individually. But for a nation to base their monetary system on something that they don't control, on something that's scarce, it makes it very difficult to pay your debts when you don't control those commodities. In fact, they can make it so it's impossible for you to pay your debts. That is the real point. The real issue is usury, not whether it's paper or digital money. So what they have to do, a necessary component of their control over us, is to give us the illusion that the reason why prices are going up is because of the overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. It's like a Jedi mind trick over us. That's exactly what they're doing. They want us to believe that they are overproducing Federal Reserve notes so that they herd us toward their wrong solution of the Rothschilds International Gold and Silver System. And it's just another false revolution. It's a way to herd the sheep, problem, reaction, solution, synthesis, synthesis. You know, it's the same thing. So again, the real question is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? So we got to get that stuff straight, and we are. Meanwhile, where there's just a bunch of phonies having debates, and by the way, these phonies, they don't have a monetary system anywhere, do they? The only way I've seen it actually being done is when there is a state doing it. So like, if, for instance, in Utah, they're creating, a silver-based statewide currency, or they're accepting it for payments of debts. In a state where you have that, that's one thing. But the problem is the people don't have gold and silver right now. They don't have much anything. That's why they're going homeless. Their houses are being foreclosed upon, and they're being repossessed. So when the people don't have those things to say to them, it's like, hey, we know you don't have a house. We know you're getting foreclosed upon. You don't have a job. Why don't you use gold and silver for money? It's like the United States itself. The United States is bankrupt. So as to say the United States is going to go on gold and silver, if the United States has this gold and silver, why doesn't it just pay off its debts? Right? We have a national debt of whatever, $16 trillion, whatever the number is. Well, if we got all of this gold and silver we're going to back our money with, let's just pay the debt off with it. The reality is we don't have that, so we'll have to borrow it from the same entities who have who control the Federal Reserve System, and we'll be borrowing it as a debt with interest, just like we do with Federal Reserve notes. It's the same garbage. So once your mind hears this one time, like this is something that's absolutely irrefutable. The symptoms of inflation are full bank accounts, full wallets, debts which are easy to pay, and empty shelves. Empty shelves, because people have worthless currency. The currency is quickly being devalued or debased, and by getting rid of it and keeping products, it's better to get rid of the currency and keep the products. Alternatively, when you have deflation, again, with Jefferson's quote, if we allow private banks to issue the public currency first through inflation, then deflation, we shall wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. Inflation roaring 20s, deflation 30s, repossession and homelessness, inflation after 9/11, where they had the fog your mirror loans, income stated loans for houses, the illusion of prosperity, then 2008. Well, the symptoms there for deflation are full shelves, empty pockets, empty bank accounts, debts which are very hard to pay. Pretty obvious what we got going on right now, right? Deflation, deflation, deflation. They want it hard for us to pay our debts so that they can repossess our collateral. That's how the scam works. And it keeps on working, because rather than us, you know, if we just focus on the monetary system, it really goes pretty easy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And, unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom. Yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up. You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Revolution, 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 revolution,
love, peace, and revolution. And the game is on. It is afoot. It's happening. It is completely occurring right before our eyes. Once you get down and focus with the proper monetary solution, everything just flows. It's real easy. The people get hope. They get excited. And that was manifested last night when we signed up 7 businesses in an hour and a half. And by the way, this is all in a community where up until 6 months ago, none of these people knew us at all. And right now, they barely know us. Like, we've never been to any of these people's houses. We've been to very few of their businesses of the ones that joined last night, except the chiropractor, Dr. Dean in Frisco. I have a recurring back problem from building pools for 25 years. And basically, I was so cheap that I wouldn't use equipment often. And for a very long period of time, I went without using equipment. Just to save money, because just to take calls. Sorry, I was just distracted with the text. Yeah. So anyway, I just to save money, I would just build pools. I'd like really grunt down and dig, and you know, I wouldn't even use like the basic equipment. And so anyway, we did quite a bit of hard work, and I like doing pretty rigorous stuff, and I like the snowboard still quite a bit. And in doing so, maybe once or three or four times a year, I throw my back out. And it's one of those things where, like, I immediately kind of can barely stand up normally. It turns instantly into, like, you feel like an old man, you know what I mean? Like, you have no power out of your legs. And I like to run a lot and do those sorts of things. So, anyway, Dr. Dean, I have been going and basically just trying to do pull-ups and hurdler stretches and cracking it myself and just doing all kinds of, actually Robin would actually walk on my, upper hamstring, which would release the stress on the muscles, and it would allow the joints to move around a little bit in my lower back. And then sometimes I'm a kind of independent do it yourself kind of guy. So I try to fix it myself. And, you know, I really was working on that. It was actually all through Puff. And maybe about a month and a half after it was bad, and I just said, you know, the heck with it. Before I go to Paul Festival, I want to make sure this is good. And I went to Dr. Dean, and man, he just cranked it down, and it was all good. And I believe we got a caller, Sherry from Kansas.
Hey, is this Wayne?
It is. Hello, Sherry.
Hello. I've been listening to you a few times, and you are the one guy that's got it right. All money is fiat. No matter if it's gold and silver, it's still fiat, you know. But I really like your show. I wanted to suggest something I heard the other day. I've read a lot about monetary systems since, way back. My Chuck Carter inspired me to look into the Federal Reserve, and then I've read some of Tom Greco stuff and Silvio Gazelle and stuff that the AMI is putting out. And but Tom Ritter at Capital Forum had this guy on from lives in Montana, and I could see how his system could be integrated into helping you get a currency going, distributed. And I encourage you to maybe look at his website and maybe even have him on if you think. But because I've heard that Ithaca Hours, they have they give grants to like nonprofits.
Yeah, we do all that stuff right now.
Okay. What this guy's got going there in Montana, it's called My Neighbor in Need, and his website is myneighborinneed.org. But it's a really cool idea, and it was in his head for more than a decade, and he finally got somebody who, you know, designed some software for him that didn't cost him an arm and a leg. And but it's kind of a way you can nominate someone, because a lot of times people are too proud to ask for help, and they have a way of, you know, checking it out to make sure that it's not somebody trying to scam them, but they actually put it up on, and this is in their community, they put it up on the internet, and somebody sees it and they say, well, I can do that, or I can pay to help that happen. But what he says is he will license, if they feel like you're legitimate and you want to get it going in your community, they will license the software to you for free, because he owns the software. But it's a really cool idea. And if you granted that organization in your community some hours, then, you know, you might even get more participation in it, because there's a lot of people that are unemployed and would at least be able to do the labor part of a job for somebody else and still get a little money to help, you know, a little local currency to help stimulate the local economy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, ultimately all that is missing in our society. There's lots of people who want to work, and there's lots of things that need to be done. We're just missing tickets. So what we're doing with Mountain Hours, Mile High Hours, and Clearwater Hours is just creating the tickets.
Right.
And that's the essence of it. And we can lend those tickets. We can grant those tickets. We can, last night, for instance, one of the members of the, we're at the Summit County Currency, the Summit County Chamber of Commerce meeting. And one of the groups there was a nonprofit for local domestic violence. They have a battered women's shelter, and they're continually needing furniture and provisions and just money in general. Well, we have a grocery store, 10 restaurants, 3 mechanics, and we're at like 77 businesses now. Anyway, we gave them $200 worth of the local currency, and we're going to give them another $200 every 3 months and then do marketing videos for them for free. We're going to set up systems to help them make marketing videos so that they can explain why their nonprofit is essential, and it is. So effectively what happens when you control the monetary system, you become the government. You can fill the role, and they talk about the currency being, okay, this is a supplemental currency. Well, we can turn into a supplemental government, because if you look around, it's not doing its job. There's lots of people who aren't having their needs met. So we can step in and fill the void and support those groups. And, you know, it's something that we want. The whole point of this show is to teach other communities where there's other patriots such as yourself, so that you start one where you're at.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely looking into it if I can get enough people, you know.
What city are you in?
Pardon?
What city do you live in?
Oh, I live in a rural community about, outside of Wichita, about 30 miles outside of Wichita.
Okay, well, I mean, you're close enough to Wichita that it could be like a regional currency for Wichita.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking more in the county I live in, because I don't live in the county that Wichita's in, and I just soon like to. You know, another thing that I don't know if you're familiar with David Bloom, who wrote a book, Alcohol Can Be a Gas, and he's got a lot of experience with making alcohol. And he goes into the Whiskey Rebellion and how Ford used to, how he had a car that would run on gasoline and alcohol, and how the
hemp.
Yeah, and how the Rockefellers came in and gave money to the temperance movement, but the real idea was to shut down the stills that were making alcohol that was competing with his gas. But David Bloom.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, that's.
So the target of prohibition wasn't alcohol. It was the use of, you know, an alternative to fuel cars.
Yeah, yeah. Because at the time, gasoline was in its infancy, and gasoline really is a. You have to refine it a lot. Alcohol burns cleaner. If they hadn't shut down the stills in for prohibition, and they really caused a bad recession in the farm economy too, right around World War I, because it really hurt the farmers, because a lot of them had investment in stills. You used to be able to, you know. You were driving a Ford that would run on two fuels like that. And the adjustment was underneath the dash. You didn't have to get out of the car to adjust the it was basically adjusting the timing. And, you could stop at a farmer's that you know, if it was somewhere that they grew grain, or even potatoes or something, they probably had a still, and you could buy, you know, because he was running his tractors and stuff on that.
Yeah, it just, I mean, you think of it about a self, it really comes down to a self-sufficiency issue. So if you're a farmer and you can basically create your own fuel to run your tractor, that makes you self-sufficient. Alternatively, if you're dependent upon a petroleum from outside your farm, now you're dependent upon those people who control the petroleum drilling rigs and all those sorts of things. So I like the idea.
Well, there's also a bunch of disinformation about alcohol that's been put out by the oil companies. And, you know, if you want to ruin the local for ethanol, you would make it, you know, like corn, a commodity that can be controlled by the stock exchange or the futures market, and just, that's, you know, you'd run the price up on the futures market and then really ruin the supply for the ethanol producers. But ethanol can be made out of crops that can be grown on marginal land. I mean,
yeah, that's the whole hemp attraction.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, several years ago, there was one brave representative in our Kansas legislature that tried to put in a bill for industrial hemp, and those people just get beat down like, oh, this is terrible. He wants to, you know, that's where you got to educate the people, and it would save agriculture. You know, if we could grow that here, because it's certainly, you know, there's so many advantages to industrial hemp. But yeah, I agree. But even Jerusalem artichokes, and they grow up into Canada, and they grow on marginal land. You know, the buffalo gourds, they probably, those are the little gourds that are about the size of tennis balls that are striped. You can make alcohol out of the roots of those.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, there's some crops that grow on marginal land that, you know, the waste from a lot of fruit production. I know they're in Colorado. They grow a lot of, they're famous in the eastern part for growing Rocky Ford cantaloupe, you know, if they're not in a drought, you know, but.
Have you listened enough to hear, like, the whole step-by-step Jubilee plan that we promote?
Yeah, I just really don't know how workable that is, but, you know, I do think what I like about David Bloom's book, he talks about how you could get some farmers together, and he's pushing for small alcohol production plants for communities, and he said depending on your rainfall you could probably grow enough, and you don't want to grow just one crop, you know, it has to be a few different crops through the year, in like 1500 to 2000 acres for a that, you know, an area that might produce a million gallons of ethanol.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to believe, but that's one thing. We've got to get energy independent, or these people are always going to have a hold on us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was referring to with respect to the Jubilee, is that as soon as a community creates its own currency, that's the first step toward independence. Because then with the local currency, you can build a barter network enough to sustain life, and then you can hire the sheriff without even waiting for an election in the corporate system that's ongoing right now. You can hire a sheriff, and he basically protects natural rights so the people can immediately begin to grow hemp. And that sheriff, he operates under common law, under the government, which is a higher sovereignty than the corporation. So the revenue collectors for the corporation would not be able to shut the du jour a sheriff down, if you follow that.
Yeah, well, it sounds good, but like I said, I don't know how workable it is because they have bigger guns, you know. But it sounds real good, and if people get
think of that, but this is really important. Is think of it like the civil rights movement. During that period of time, the people trying to impose Jim Crow laws, they had bigger guns than the African Americans they were fighting. But because of the media, now is the first time that the people have a media. We will show that the state is the one initiating violence, and then what will happen is we will prevail because we will show that they're the one initiating violence. We've got a break. We'll be right back. The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Supports righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me, please understand.
Again, that's the Wandering Monks Freedom Movement Collaborative. Do check them out. Excellent, excellent stuff. And as I was alluding to before, it's essential that we understand this monstrous deception that's being played with respect to inflation. Just because prices go up does not mean that is a result of overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. Just think if, you know, again, I always like to use this example. If Iran threatened to close down the Strait of Hormuz, the price of petroleum would go up just by threatening it. Even if Iran didn't do it and was just in the news, it's a manipulation. It's a control commodity. The price goes up. It went up because of engineered scarcity and fear, not because of overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. So this is an essential issue to understand, because once you understand this, that we are suffering from deflation, lack of Federal Reserve notes, we don't have worthless fiat paper, we have worth more fiat paper. And the reason why it's worth more is because when we don't have enough of them and they make the supply short, it makes it harder to pay our debts off. The more difficult it is to pay our debts, the currency becomes worth more. So when we actually take our worth more Federal Reserve notes and turn them over into gold and silver, we're actually making it even harder on ourselves to pay our debts. It's pretty funny. And I'm not saying that, gold and silver, because I bought gold and silver in 08 and 09, and it's worth more now than then. But it's not as a result of overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. And just realize that at some point in time, the deceivers will basically pull the plug on that as well, just like they did in 1980, and people lost their butt for 20 years. It's very difficult to make money when you lose for 20 years. And ultimately, who knows what their hygienes are up to this particular time. It's entirely possible, maybe they'll manipulate things so that the price of gold goes up to 5,000 or something. You don't really know. But the underlying issue is that you want to own your house. You need to have a house, but you don't need to have gold and silver. So you're better off paying your house off, having no debt, and then being able to focus on something that makes you happy, because getting out of debt is that's a certainty. You must have a house. You need shelter. It's an essential to sustain life. Alternatively, gold and silver is not essential for life, and in fact, during a collapse, people will hoard it. It will be a store of value, that is true, but so will bullets or ammunition. So it's just control commodities. Don't be deceived by false idols in the form of a golden calf. We'll be right back.
You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make